everybody. Welcome to Getting Dug with Hi. My guest today is a very, very funny dude who you know from the Eric Andre show. I just gave away his name on Adult Swim. It's Eric Andre.
Thank you.
Hey, man. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
We discussed this a little bit off camera. You're not much that much of a weed guy.
I get so nervous when I smoke, especially in like a situation. Like, unless I'm just home, like under my covers watching cartoons, I can take like a puff. But other than that, I just think everybody's mad at me when I smoke.
Well, this is going to be great. We're all going to get mad at you.
I have so much work to do when I leave here, too. It's just going to like go down the shitter.
Let's do it. We don't have to go that hard, you know? Like, we'll smoke
want,
a sativa.
Like, Wiz that's Khalifa a level of weed. I like, don't want to see the fucking fifth dimension.
I think it'll be fun having you talk the audience through, you know, the what you go through.
I already know. It's like I'm going to have a rush where I think it's like everything I'm saying is super funny, and then I'm going to look up at you, and you're going to not think it's that funny. And then I'm going to go, oh, fuck, I'm a fucking loser. And then it's going to downward spiral.
I'm going to get high, too, though. So if I have the exact same feelings at the same time, then we might enjoy ourselves.
Sure.
I got to say this. I'll be at the Fun 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 Fest in Austin, Texas. Have you ever done that?
No. You're going to be there as well.
It's fun.
We're both there.
You're there for sure?
Yeah.
This year?
In Austin, yeah. We're doing the show live.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're doing a live
That's
tour.
One of your stops on the Eric Andre Show tour.
Yeah, we start touring next week.
Where you're going to recreate the show everywhere you go?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Well, there you go. Sarah Silverman is who I have on the card, is also going to be there. And if you live in the Austin, Texas area, or you can get there for, it's, you know, next weekend from next, it's a weekend away, we're giving away two VIP tickets during the show today. Tweet at Video Podcast Net with the Getting Dug hashtag and let us know that you want the tickets. Like, say I live in Austin or I live nearby or I'll go as far as I need to go. And then we're going to pick a winner. I'm not even high yet. I'm high already. We're going to pick a winner at the end of the program today, at the end of 45 minutes of nonstop smoking. Tickets to come see us.
Oh, fuck yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, what is it? Is it a 3-day pass or a 1-day pass or 3-day pass?
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, that's good. That's awesome. I'm glad we didn't cheap out on that. What do you normally – I know you don't normally smoke, but what would you like to smoke out of today when that time comes?
I think a joint would be nice or unless –
So you looked at the table, was like, what's not on this table? Because I don't roll joints.
Okay,
you roll joints?
No, I do very shittily. I'll do a pipe.
Okay, we'll do this pipe, and it's, so we still got a few more
but
minutes.
That's a sativa?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of these are sativa. No. I got some indica today.
Yeah, no indica.
My friend at Oz, and this is Sam Crow OG.
Cool.
And it sounds pretty intense, but instead... We're going to be enjoying, I believe, the same thing we might have had 2 weeks ago on the show. It's called Tangy. Because it's got a real tangerine kind of
What are you into now?
Vibe to it. Well, I'm starting to get into dabs. You've done dabs yet?
No, I'm nothing with THC. I like acid and like ecstasy. I like Molly.
Yeah, I haven't done any of that.
Really?
Yeah, I never tried any of that.
You should try.
It's 4:19 Pacific Coast time.
Expand your mind. Open up the dormant parts of your brain.
But is that something I want, really?
I think so. I think a little bit, just once.
Okay.
I think it'll be a positive experience.
Well, maybe, I mean, is that something you would do on your show? Are there rules on Adult Swim?
At the end of the day, I would do it, but not if I had, like, 45 more. Your thingy's backwards. Not if you had.
No, I'm not going to take the first hit.
Thank you. Do I wait?
No, it's about
it's ready
time.
To go. All right. Yeah. No, we had a guest smoke salvia on the show, but
what happened?
It'd be really stressful. He went to Planet Zebulon.
You just sort of sit there and freak out, and
yeah, he went.
You're
to
not
the
seeing
Google.
Anything that's actually happening around you. It's all
he went to like Google Earth view in his brain. All right.
It's 4:20.
It's not my... When I smoked weed when I was like 12 and 13, I loved it. But I don't know, once I turned like 17.
It really is for the 12-year-olds.
I don't know what it is. Some people like it.
Kids don't do drugs. Do we have a lighter that works?
This is a premonition.
Oh, no. The show's ruined. Oh, there it is.
Oh, yeah. Is it me?
Lighter.
Maybe. Here, I'll try it for you. Right there it is. Still within 420. Where's the other lighter, though? That's not a lighter, Daniel.
Sorry.
Thanks for your help.
I need my glasses.
That's a lighter. It's a pen. That's a lighter. That's some Philly blunts. So I failed to get high. There's a little bit.
And then for a while, I was like, well, maybe it's just smoking that I don't like. I'll do edibles. And then edibles, I'd be like.
Thank you, sir. Yeah.
So
edibles can come on a bit strong.
But you're a mellower guy. I think you're like more even keel. Like
you think?
Yeah. Right?
I think weed helps me to be, for sure, because I'm kind of an anxious person.
Do you? That's what I was just about to say.
Nature, yeah.
You don't seem anxious.
No, I tend to be, so it's good to.
I have a lot of anxiety. That's why I think I don't like it. But maybe it's cool. Maybe I love it. I'll love it for the next 2 minutes.
So this is it. We're watching the process.
Have fun for a few minutes. I'm going to say something. You're going to have an odd reaction, and then boom, 180 down the spiral.
You get paranoid about me and think that I'm mad at you.
Yeah. Well, all those insecurities are happening all the time. They just percolate to the surface when I'm high.
Mm-hmm. I love when shit percolates.
I did. When I was fucking 13, I would like put on Ren and Stimpy and I'd be like, this is the best. Boing, 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 and just bounce all around the fucking room. And then I just fucking turned. I felt like I was sitting on my balls all the time. I was like, am I sitting on my balls? And I was like, I'm a failure. One time I jacked off and blood came out while I was high. I swear to God.
Do you think there's a chance those two things were unrelated?
They're probably unrelated, but still. Sure, they could be completely unrelated. I'm sure they were, but fucking A, that's not, it wasn't cool.
These are fun chairs when you're high, aren't they?
Yeah. I wish you put salvia on that thing and you just drugged me. Maybe I don't. Here goes the rest of my fucking day too.
Yeah, it's like you don't even have to continue to smoke because all of my smoke is just hovering around you.
Yeah,
do you want to hit it again?
I ate a brownie before I got in.
You want one more?
I'll have one later, maybe. Let's see how boring I get.
Maybe eight of mine to one of yours, maybe.
Yeah,
that sort of thing.
Probably. When did you first smoke?
I didn't start till I was 28. So I'm making
really?
Up for lost time now, yeah.
Because,
of course, I'm 32 now.
10 years old.
I started late because I didn't get into it until I went out on the – you know, I grew up in San Diego. We were talking about that before the thing. And I just didn't hang out with people that smoked weed. I was like, with all the drama kids and stuff.
Really?
And, yeah, we just didn't get into it.
You drank beers?
Drank, yeah. Yeah, but for some
reason.
And
you never had a psychedelic experience? You never did acid or mushrooms or anything?
Mushrooms I've tried. I've tried ecstasy.
And, did you enjoy it or no?
It didn't seem to do anything, so.
It didn't get you fucked up?
Mm-mm.
Oh,
and everybody's got a million excuses. Everybody's got a million excuses. You were too high. You were too drunk. You shouldn't do it on an empty stomach. Everybody had a reason why the ecstasy didn't work. I think it was probably shit ecstasy.
Yeah, you just got to keep on trying.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Get back on. Come on. Get back on the horse.
Like right now, I just want to like hide and eat ice cream. I'm just like, I need ice cream and I need cartoons. I feel so exposed.
Conversation's so fun. It's fun when you're high to have a conversation.
Yeah. I think it's like this, and this is how I feel about acid and mushrooms. I want to be like with my closest friends because I feel like then I can truly relax. But I'm like holding on to a bunch of tension, and then all the vulnerabilities start like popping to the surface, and then like it's like fighting, coping with that.
Yeah, all of that makes sense.
I'm a real bummer, dude. I'm a real fucking bad time. I'm a fucking bummer.
One way or another, right? You ruin every party.
Yeah. Or do I?
Well, you know what I mean? You're either the life of it, like you either go crazy or you're just like you are now, you're just sort of introspective and sad?
Yeah, you know what? Maybe not. Maybe I gotta fucking turn it around right now and just start talking positive. Maybe I'm just in this negative loop and I'm down these neural passageways that I've carved into my brain that go to negative land, and maybe I gotta fucking change courses and fucking
start. This sounds like every other scene in a Vince Vaughn movie, what you're saying right now.
That's the inciting incident.
He's always got a very colorful pep talks about, you know, we got to leave negative land.
It'll work for Google.
Put negative land in the rearview mirror because we are moving forward into fun future.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. I'm going to have to switch pipes or reload.
So when the first time you smoked weed, it wasn't the first time you got high, though. Did it take you a few times?
Well, I tried it when I was young in a circle, you know, a couple
in a circle
hits.
Jerk and like a bukkake.
Yeah, and it was just like,
with
you know,
a bunch of Japanese businessmen.
I think all that sperm just distracted me. I didn't take a proper hit. But I went for, a long time without really trying it. And just when I got into stand-up comedy, I'm sure you know Brian Posehn and Greg Proops.
Yeah, they smoke, right?
They are the ones that kind of turned me on to it.
You have a hoodie?
Right now?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
That's do cool. You?
I wish.
I do a lot of the time. I wear hoodies all the time.
Ah!
But yeah, if you had one right now.
You got one here for you.
Like,
you
I just
could be
wish.
More comfortable. This yeah, guy's going to give you one. We got quite
a hoodie?
Yeah.
There you go.
But what are you, crazy?
Now, why is that? Because you're feeling cold? Or you want to get...
It just feels
you need
comfortable,
to
yeah?
Get...
You know what I mean? Is this good for sound? Or what?
I think that's probably sounding great.
So what did you... You hung out with a bunch of Japanese...
Wait, who's
guys?
Interviewing who here?
All right.
You said the Japanese guys.
No, okay, here's the thing. The first time I got high...
Here we go. This is his high history, you guys. We've got a graphic.
I smoked a few times...
High history.
And it didn't work. And then I remember the first time it worked, I was like, I went to Burger King and I ordered a shitload of food. And then like a few, like half an hour later, like 20 minutes later, my mom picked me up. And I was like, ooh, I want to go right back to Burger King. And my mom took me and I got another like double, quadruple Whopper. And then I was like, man, Burger King is just fucking awesome today. And I was just like...
Your mom is awesome.
Yeah, my mom was awesome.
What kind of line did you have to feed her? Listen, I need to go back and get
no,
more.
No, I went solo or with a friend, and then she picked me up. I was
so you
like,
were
hey,
like, I haven't had dinner yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Good call. And what is this thing on the front of this hoodie that we're going to be...
It's a swastika.
Yeah, right? I mean, be careful what you throw on. The SFFD? Fire Department of San Francisco.
I'd also say this. I think the weed, I grew up in Florida, and like the weed kids would like spray with like embalming fluid and like bug spray and shit. It was just really crappy quality, you know? I think here it's like, you know.
So you're saying the weed here is more overwhelming to you because you're used to smoking junk?
No, I think it's better here and it's a clearer headed high. I think a lot of the paranoia and like the shitty highs I felt is because the weed was real shit quality or like sprayed with.
How's this sound now that he's covered up his microphone sure. entirely? Can you get the mic out?
Yeah.
Hey. And the Republican from Georgia would like to hear your answer again.
Yeah.
What was he talking about?
What was I just talking about?
But you're feeling good right now.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I think the weed here is so quality. And the weed I grew up with that I started hating was such shit and sprayed with embalming fluid that I think, like, this shit's good. So it's like less of a downward spiral kind of high.
How do you feel about, do you like read your Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
At Eric Andre.
I fucking fucked this thing up.
Is it the Eric Andre or real Eric Andre or any of that kind of nonsense?
Eric Andre.
Straight up. I like
up
it.
At Eric Andre.
Damn. Well.
How do you fucking do this thing?
You're going to get a lot of people.
No, fuck it.
We're coming up on a break in 12 minutes.
Give him a bum over this. You're covered. Don't worry about it.
Cool. Did you just fart? You just ripped a toot?
No, these chairs are noisy.
I thought you snuck out a little toot. She just slipped a little fucking toot.
I get embarrassed if I fart privately. Like, if I'm home alone, I mean, I'll laugh if it makes the right sound.
You got a little boo thing in your life? You married?
No, I'm totally single.
You 69?
Single male.
You ever 69 before?
It's a weird question. I didn't know there'd be math. I got some things we can do.
Is this bouncing off my 69 question?
I want to say to you, what I was trying to say earlier is that you're going to get a lot of messages now on Twitter from people. Do you read that stuff?
Yeah.
And they're going to be telling you that you should have smoked more, and they're going to call you the pussy word, if I may.
Oh, yeah, bring it the fuck on, dude. How about I'm trying to fucking enjoy myself, motherfuckers? Let me live, man. Get off my fucking back. You can't cage this fucking bird. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. You feel me?
I would love it if you didn't get any of those comments now. If that took care of it.
Nip it in the bud. Bring it.
Do you want to try this one?
Is this a... Indica?
No, this is still sativa. I won't switch it on you, I promise. And I won't put bug spray on it.
Cool. What's it fucking...
But we do keep a very clean studio. It's bug-free. There might just be some in the air.
I don't know. This might be it. This might be a bad...
Give it back. I want more. You getting cotton mouth yet?
Burp.
Yeah. We got water for you if you need it.
Bong water? Take a little sip of that bong water?
We take the previous week's bong water, pour it in the glasses, see who can go the longest without throwing up.
My friend Pat, he used to fucking, there was like a cockroach in the bong one time, and everyone's like, ew, freaking out, and he's like, whatever, you guys are pussies, and he did a bong rip with a fucking cockroach. Like, I was like, I wish that thing just shot straight into your
fucking
throat.
Yeah, what did it do?
It was just like,
it fought the vacuum?
Yeah. But I wish it just went, thunk.
It burped like Charlie and Grandpa Joe
excuse me.
When they drink the fizzy lifting drinks.
You're drinking.
You're smoking from what we call the Willy Wonka pipe because it's got that kind of fun vibe to it. Kids, don't do drugs. Hit number two. I think I'm able to talk you going for three.
That was a good one.
I'm going to get complaints for not giving you a green enough hit. I think you didn't. I think I just gave you some ashes to smoke. I beg
you know how drugs were legal until 1914 and the rate of drug addiction didn't change from 1913 to like today? The war on drugs is like completely ineffective. I want to talk about the cartels. I want to talk about the DEA. The only two groups that benefit on the war on drugs. I think all drugs should be legal. I think all sex work should be legal. Let's fucking legalize everything.
All right, but say that again, but in a more fun way. In a more lighthearted stoner pot circle session way.
I got these pamphlets I'd like you to read, bro.
I agree with everything that you said, I think. You say stuff fast enough, people will just sign on for all of it.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, hey, fucking...
I thought he said something about that I would get free sex and that it would also be work. Have you ever smoked out of an apple pipe? Of course you have. What I'm going to do when we come back from the break is I'm going to turn that apple into a pipe, and then we're going to smoke out of that.
I fucking smoked angel dust by accident one time.
And we'll be more back with more of Eric Andre and the Angel Dust story.
That shit sucked.
After this minute of ads from our company.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy Price, Priceline.
From fabulous Los Angeles, California, it's the Adam Carolla Show.
Your dog catches you beating off. Do they know what you're doing? Don't they know what they're doing?
They know. That's why there's peanut butter.
Hey, kitties, don't forget to subscribe to my channel and catch any podcasts you might have missed at youtube.com/Adam Carolla.
Do you remember the story that you started on before the break?
Nope. Angel dust.
Angel dust. That's it.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. I was going to some Amnesty International punk rock show in eighth grade, and we smoked this joint that we found on this kid's stomach who fell asleep at a party. And I smoked, and I was like, man, everything looks like fucking 8-bit Nintendo. But it was like one of the first times I ever smoked weed, so I was like, fuck, dude, weed is crazy. And then I found out later that I wasn't just smoking weed. Pretty fucking boring as shit. I didn't have a big finish.
I love it. No, but that's a good story. And especially, you know, for all the 12-year-olds out there, you know, at the very least, say, does this have angel dust in it?
At the least.
That's the least you can do for yourself.
That's what I say before every meal.
Does this have, mama? Does this have angel dust in it?
Let's pray. My
what about gluten?
I love it.
You do?
Fucking
you're
eat
a big gluten
shit.
Fan?
I fucking eat that shit. Oh, I slurp it up. I
normally do this over like a wastebasket in the hotel room, but we don't have one here,
yeah,
so, I'm just jizzing all over the carpeting.
Yeah, why not?
Right? Why not?
Jizz it up. Jizz it up and jizz it out.
How do you think it? How do you feel creatively when you're this high? Do you feel like? Do you feel like it's making you think of funnier things to say, or is it?
Or you write down jokes. When I'm high. I'm like, this is it. I'm the next fucking Richard Pryor. And then I read it the next day, and I'm like,
it just
right.
says I just lit myself on fire.
Yeah, it says like,
yeah, Richard Pryor did that, but that's I need jokes.
It said I'm the next Richard Pryor on it. I was just proud that I could read English. No, but it'll just be like a sentence. It's not even. It'll be like gorillas don't have wives or something like that. It's like I can't use that information.
I think that's a solid premise.
Gorillas don't have wives. Yeah, but
is it
I should have like kept going.
True?
I don't know.
I think
that's
they,
what
I think they do. I think
I should have
do.
Done the research. You ever do moonshine?
Yeah, because one time I was at Sarah Silverman's house and Johnny Knoxville came over. Wake up.
Dropped a name.
And I dropped two. I dropped two of them. But I love telling the story because it's the only time I ever met him, and he just walked in and he had a jar of fucking moonshine, and we all had moonshine.
How
and
was
it's
it?
Terrible.
It's fucking awful.
It's really terrible, yeah, but yeah. It's still fun to just drink something that, you know, it's not gasoline.
Did you?
But it's close.
Yeah. Did you like why you were drunk? Did you like it?
Oh, I don't remember if it was a good or bad drunk or not. I think it was good. I drank a lot that night.
But the hangover is bad, huh?
I have bad hangovers. I don't like hangovers. I wish I didn't like drinking so much because hangovers are really unpleasant. People are always like, well, just smoke some weed. And it's like, that doesn't get rid of it.
Because weed is actually really good weed.
It's great stuff, yeah.
It's like excellent.
So maybe that's.
I feel like they've perfected weed.
Is that the secret all this time? You've been not smoking, and you'd be fine with it now that you found your.
I just like it at the end of the night. I don't know. I get a little antisocial. I'm at a big party, and all these people are here and all over the place. I'm not like, hey, all right. I'm talking to everybody. It just makes me kind of just want to like watch TV.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have like a big bag of pot at my house.
I don't think there's ever going to be another guest on this show that their reaction to getting high is needing a hoodie.
I need sunglasses.
I don't think that's going to happen again. Let's do the pot topic of the week because that's always fun to have a
pot topic.
Is the microphone on the little gobble in my chin? Is it okay?
I think they'd tell us if the sound was bad. Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
They'd let us know, dude. Eric, 58% of the country now favors legalizing marijuana. just outright, not for medicine, just marijuana is legal.
Okay. Yeah.
58%, according to a recent Gallup poll.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I would keep it illegal.
Wait, what? You said before.
I retract my statement. It's a bunch of fucking criminals.
There's no take backs on getting drunk with high.
Yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous that it's not fucking legal. It's so stupid. It doesn't make any sense.
It's really weird.
It's very weird.
And here we are. It's, it's changing, though. And it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Look at how.
What else is going
to
change?
Look at us. What could we possibly do to anybody right now in the state that we're in?
I want to, like, choke somebody's life out right now.
No,
like,
that's not good. That's not a good example.
I'm
going to
go home, grab my landlord by his throat, and squeeze it until he's choking.
Now, landlord, now I'm in. Now that it's somebody.
No, it's ridiculous. It doesn't make you more violent. They say there's some statistics like, drunk driving has gone down in places like accidents because vehicle accidents from drunk driving have gone down.
Yeah, you shouldn't drive when you're high, but, you know, there's a lot more unsafe drivers than people that are high out there because when you're high, you're very aware that you can't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
When you're drunk, wrong isn't even, you know, that's not part of the vocabulary.
Makes you more passive and peaceful, too.
Yeah, so
less domestic violence.
How often does the person going too slow on the highway really cause any problems?
No, that's
just
dangerous.
A lot of people hurting their arms from honking so hard. God damn it! I get road rage. You get road rage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get, like, steroids rage. I do anabolic steroids recreationally.
Pop quiz, hop shot. This is a little quiz that we spring on you when you least expect it.
Go for it.
See how you can do while you're three, four hits in. What do you had? Four hits now?
Like eight. I had a bunch when your head was turned for a second.
I do lose focus and just look around. This is
wolf some down.
How are you at spelling?
I suck.
Oh, perfect.
I suck. Go for it.
So you'll suck just as much as normal, or maybe weed will make you smarter. Spell cannabis.
C-A-N-N-I-B-U-S.
No, C-A-N-N-A-B-I-S.
A-B-I-S.
A-B-I-S.
What did I say?
I-B-U-S.
Are you guys sure about that?
Yeah, I am. You definitely said IBUS.
I'm trying to do the old switcheroo on it.
You said IBUS.
IBUS? IBUS? ABBs?
Yeah, I don't need to. There's a definition and everything on here, but I think I can.
I want the definition.
I could skip that part.
I want it.
It's a noun, and it's a drug such as marijuana or hashish that comes from the hemp plant and is smoked illegally. What kind of dictionary throws in and says smoked illegally?
Merriam-Webster.
Jesus, Merriam-Webster.
Online.
Ridiculous. I totally spaced out for a second.
That's it. That's all we. That's what we're looking for on the show. Is just getting that moment, that gone moment.
Man, I need to get a bag of urine.
The only thing that makes me hold it together when I smoke this much is that I have got a show to do.
Yeah.
You know, but even then, I'm like, sometimes I like stare at these cards for long periods of time. Like this next word, I'm worried I'm going to pronounce it wrong, but I'm going to try. I think I'll get it right. Anomalous.
Easy, dude. Anomalous.
Sure.
A-N-O-M-N-O-N-L-M-N-O-P.
Oh, wait a second. When did it become a Hawaiian streak?
Anonymous. What was that?
Anomalous.
I can't even say the word again.
I know.
Let alone spell it.
A-N-O-M-A-L-O-U-S.
What does that mean? When you have both of genitals?
It means not expected or usual. Coming on a show like this and not doing anything really crazy is anomalous.
No, I know. Yeah, I knew that. So you probably didn't know that.
Speaking of another thing we both are right now, lackadaisical.
Yeah.
Right?
This is my worst nightmare. Fucking spelling bee. I was like, pot quiz, it's going to be cool questions. Spell these really fucking hard SAT words.
Yeah, I'm not sure about it. It seems to be, we seem to be having fun with it.
Wait, what was it? I'm in my thinking chair.
Lackadaisical.
Lack. Oh, you got to sound it out. Lackadaisical.
Right.
Oh, you fake. L-A-C-A.
What?
D. Lackadaisical. A-Z.
What if you just had...
S-I-C-A-L.
What if you thought of it as lack a daisy?
Oh, the C is taking on both a C and an S sound?
It's L-A-C-K-A-D-A-I-S-I-C-A.
L-A-C-K? Let me see this.
It's Louis C-K-D-I-S-C-A-L.
Ugh.
Yeah, right?
Fucking bullshit.
I don't think I could get any of these right. Tchotchke? I'm lucky I can say it.
Easy.
What is it?
T-C-H-O. T-C-H-O-T. C H O T C H O T C H O.
You're so close. Tchotchke.
Tchotchke. I got it. T C H O K Y.
T C H O T C H K E.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I nailed it.
Tchotchke. That decorative pipe could be considered a tchotchke. Are you ready for another hit?
I don't think so.
Or do you want to have to spell unmanacle?
That's my two options. Where does a iced coffee fall into that fucking equation?
Spell unmanacle.
Let me see that card.
Here you go.
Oldest
trick in the book, but I'll let you go.
I always knew that.
I'll let you have it.
So, you probably didn't know that. I did.
That was some real Skipper and Gilligan comedy right there. how are we doing on time? That's my question. No, we're good.
I have to piss.
We've still got a few minutes.
I have
really?
To fucking
Can you go piss in like 1 minute?
Because
that's how long the break is going to be. If you need more time than that, you should just go
right
now.
Right up.
Just go now and I'll just talk to the
Wait. What are you talking about? You're talking fucking crazy. You're being crazy.
No, we're doing good.
Hey.
What?
Would you ever put like a little bit of fucking like grass blades in your hair, like tie it up like a Roman kind of thing?
For
just that would look good. It'd look cool.
You think it represents weed today?
No.
To wear something like that in your head?
Nothing weed related at all. Completely.
Oh, just all. So you're saying any show I do?
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Completely unrelated.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Well, just in your private life.
Like,
I can see it.
Like Pluto in Animal House?
Yeah, but not in a
Roman
way.
Style, though?
Like a Roman
yeah,
style.
Yeah, no toga.
No toga. Regular clothes.
Just in the hair.
Just that little grass joint braid.
Right.
The grass braid through the hair.
Well, you know what? There's people that are going to animate segments of this show and put it on the internet for people's enjoyment, and we'll get to see what that would look like. Because in the animated Doug will do that. He'll wear that in his hair and walk around town. See what people say to him.
After this word from Boingo. Boingo, the airport's internet. That's what I want the sponsor
to be. Did that sign say 5 minutes?
It did. Be.
Yeah, see, I thought we were doing great. Yeah, I think we're doing really nice. Nice work here.
This is one of the worst interviews you've ever had, huh?
This isn't an interview.
Are you disappointed?
This isn't an interview.
Are you disappointed?
Not at all.
Are you like, this is the low point of the show?
This is the
I got
best
this
I
guy
could have
on
hoped for.
Here. I'm a failure.
I think that you're doing great. I think that you're really showing the five stages of the five stages of not wanting to be high, which are anger, denial, bargaining, depression, and acceptance.
And Boingo Wireless.
And it's fun.
Next time you're traveling,
it's fun to watch
Boingo.
You go through all of those. Do you want to try smoking out of an apple? I'll put a little hit in there for you.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
It's got vitamins in it.
Yeah. And tell us about your tour that you've got coming up.
Got a tour coming up. We're starting in, start out in Seattle and do Portland, Eugene, Sacramento, San Francisco, Austin, Phoenix, Atlanta, New Orleans, and a secret show in L.A., I think.
Where's the secret show at? What time? What's the date on that?
I think it's December 3rd, but I forget, at the Echo or Echoplex. I don't remember.
All right.
I don't know.
EricAndre.com?
It is, yeah. EricAndre.com.
That'll settle all your questions.
Is there a carb?
No, sir. But for a non-smoker, that's a good use of the language. I've got some, where'd we get this? Some guys gave me this vapor pen last night, and it's pretty good. I don't know what it's called, but it gives you a pretty tasty hit. It's got concentrates in it, which is like this gooey stuff you...
it's like you the put THC oil or something?
Yeah, and it's like you can get it sativa or indica. So this is a sativa.
Yeah.
Working out pretty good for me.
What kind of music do you listen to? 311.
I like them.
Yeah, I got my style and my ego becomes.
Yeah, I could do that. And I like Weezer.
Yeah. And, good. I saw them in New York.
Just walking down the street?
No, I'm sorry. I saw them at Weezer in Florida. I was thinking Ween for a second. I saw Ween in New York, but I saw Weezer in Florida a long time ago. It was a good show.
I like Weezer and Ween. Ween's kind of broke up now, though.
Yeah, they
right?
broke up.
Weren't they brothers? Or was that a joke?
I don't know. Nobody knows.
Dean and Gene Ween?
Yeah, that's probably not their real names. But they look similar.
I wish they were their real names.
I wish so, too. I wish so, too.
You do know how to bring out profound sadness in what should be a glorious occasion.
I gotta get you to try other drugs. Will you come on my show and do acid?
Whoa. That's super tempting.
Come on. You've never done acid, right?
Never.
Oh, my God. That's the best one, I think.
How long does it last?
That's the best one. It lasts for the night. You're going to be up.
See, that's a thing. I'm commitment isn't my thing.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. That's a... it's like it's
I like getting high because if I want to stop being high, I just need to wait a little while and it'll go away, like an hour, maybe half hour.
I mean, just
with the amount of smoke,
it'll be such
with
an
acid,
awesome experience.
I like it. I like it so much. I won't care how long it lasts.
I love it. I think it's awesome.
Like I think most roller coasters are too short.
Then you'll like it.
That was my point.
And you know what? If I'm bugging out, I'll have like a little Molly with me. Just so if I'm starting to have a bad trip or get really nervous, I'll just like eat Molly so that I am not so nervous.
Does law enforcement even know what that is or to look for it or to care about it?
They do. Now they sure do, yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
You know, I found out more people die from peanut allergies every year than ecstasy overdoses. There's only like... 10 Molly overdoses a year, and only 3 of them are all Molly. The rest are like because they mixed them with drugs. But more people die from like motorcycle accidents and peanut allergies.
How many of those?
And motorcycle accidents are more than peanut allergies. And peanut allergies are more than ecstasy deaths.
By how much, though? Like a lot?
I don't know.
Because like it could just be one under, yeah.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, it could be really close.
Just one each.
Yeah.
So it's like people one more person died from peanuts, two more people died
less
from motorcycles.
Less people, man. That's, you know, even if it's just one person, it is just one person. let's go to another break and come back to, yeah, go.
Pete?
Yeah, go, run. Yeah.
Hey, everyone. This is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the Streaming Wars. And there's a new docu-special on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes, follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
Hey everyone, Scott Aukerman here. Stay tuned for
a live streaming episode of Who Charted?
Improv for Humans
on the Video Podcast Network.
Who is the sexual warlock and what kind of black magic is he practicing?
Welcome back. I'll say this before Eric gets back. Watch the Eric Andre Show on Adult Swim on Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. I'm sure it's like 11:30 a.m. Central and Mountain Time. Or go to see his upcoming tour, which is a live version of the Eric Andre Show this November. Go to AdultSwimPresents.com for tickets. Now let's pick the winner of the contest to get to go see all 3 days of Fun Fest, which now we've learned do not include Eric Andre, apparently. So, but you can't count on him to know his own schedule when he's smoking pot for the... Do you think maybe he just ran away and isn't coming back?
He's back.
The winner is At The Stinky Gypsy. So that's an adorable name, The Stinky Gypsy, is our winner of the tickets. Here's the Twitter question for you, Eric. Why is the universe expanding and what is it expanding into?
It's easy, right? Man.
That's a good question for right here at the end of the show.
It's expanding into nothingness, man.
All right. Now we're going to make you watch a magic trick.
Great.
And that means it's Gabe time. And my magician friend Gabe. My magician friend Gabe is here. Right behind you there, Eric.
Sorry about that.
And
what's up, Gabe?
So now you have to watch a magic trick.
Are you going to fuck with me?
No. You have to watch a magic trick. And while you do that, I'm going to smoke, so I'm going to need a lighter, and I don't see one now.
You got a knife on you?
Do you have a lighter?
Yeah, I do.
You have a knife?
Wait, he's got one. Look at that.
Oh, cool. What?
It was in his phone, the lighter, the whole time.
You have like a fucking big knife.
I don't have one on me. Normally. Do you mind if I see the lighter?
Oh, sure, sorry. Didn't mean to. What the? What was that?
That was in tribute to your son Anthony's.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for coming in and setting me on fire. That really wasn't what I was going for.
Can I get one of those little joints?
Holy crap, that was crazy. Here.
One of those things.
I have one last hit. You can do it. We're out of time. What are my plugs? Did I have my own plugs?
You like coffee?
I'm at Fun Fest.
Hey, you like coffee?
Warehouse Live in Houston. What's that?
You like coffee?
It's all right.
I mean, you drink a cup of coffee in the morning?
No, not in the mornings, no.
Afternoon?
Every once in a while.
Really?
I'm not really a coffee drinker.
Not a coffee? Tea?
I'm off of all the caffeinated stuff.
Really? Good for you, man.
Yeah. Really? Pretty proud of myself.
No, I admire that. I am addicted to caffeine.
Well, thank you for being here, Eric Andre. I think you've proven a lot of things today.
I'm not done.
We're wrapping it up. Is that going to be what your crazy contribution to the show is, make us go long?
Huh? What'd you say? No, keep it going.
I gotta go. See you next Wednesday.